So the legal battle between the Children's Minister, Karen Chua, and the Waitangi Tribunal has another chapter. Chua had been summoned by the Tribunal to explain her plans to repeal Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which requires the agency to take into account the whakapapa of Māori's children. Now, late Wednesday night, the High Court ruled she could not be compelled to appear before the Tribunal. Now that decision is going to be appealed. Constitutional law expert Andrew Geddes is with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Did the Waitangi Tribunal ever have the power to summon a minister right from the get-go?
Yes, it does. And the court actually makes that clear. The legislation is clear, the power to summon is there. The court says that that power can be used against ministers. It's just it's a question of the individual reasons why the minister is being summoned. And so what the court said was, on this occasion, the reasons why the minister was being summoned and what the minister could provide by way of evidence wasn't enough to justify using the power. So the power is there, but it can only be used in certain circumstances.
Has it ever been used before?
No, it hasn't had to be, because ministers on every other occasion have voluntarily provided the information. This has really come about because the minister decided on this occasion she didn't think it was appropriate or didn't think it was relevant for her to give the information that was being sought.
Do you think it's appropriate that they have the power to summons a minister, since the minister is the elected representative and the Waitangi Tribunal is an advisory body?
Well, the Waitangi Tribunal is a standing committee of inquiry, so it's got the same standing as, for instance, the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the Christchurch shootings. And its job is to actually look at what the executive government is doing, what ministers are doing, and assess what it's doing. And if it thinks there's a problem, advise the Crown of what it thinks ought to happen as a result. So its job is to actually look at the Crown and ask, is the Crown acting appropriately? And so in that sort of situation, yeah, if ministers won't show up voluntarily, then you have to have some way to compel them in appropriate circumstances.
So Annette Sykes is going to appeal this sort of thing. Is she going to have a chance? How good was the initial decision?
Well, the initial decision was kind of a little bit of a, you know, both sides get something. So, yep, the minister was told you don't have to provide the information. It's important to note the minister wasn't going to be, like, dragged in front of the tribunal and sort of, you know, subject to a Spanish Inquisition. She had to provide a written affidavit, you know, written answers to questions. So the court says, okay, you don't have to do that, but the tribunal can take adverse inference. In other words, the fact you don't provide this information, the tribunal can take that on board when it's deciding, you know, do we think you've acted properly? So both sides got something out of that, if you like. What the appellants are saying is, no, we think it's really important to hear the minister and her, what she was doing. So the tribunal isn't appealing this. It's the claimants, the people who've gone to the tribunal in the first place, have asked for a rehearing.
Yeah, the tribunal's kind of picky in the middle, really.
Yeah, I mean, the tribunal said, you know, look, this has gone to court. We need a legal answer. And as far as the tribunal's concerned, the High Court has given a legal answer. So it's not interested in fighting it any further. It's the people who've brought the claim to the tribunal and now the ones that are pushing it further.
Good stuff, Andrew Geddes, constitutional law expert. I thank you for some clarity.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.